This is Thomas B. Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour. We've been studying for the past several days in regard to the question which we have raised, has 20th century natural science made a back number of the Bible? And we emphatically deny that it has. We emphatically deny that natural science, that is, individual natural scientists functioning as scientists, can determine either the existence or non-existence of God, the inspiration or the non-inspiration of the Bible, the origin of man either by creation or evolution. Science has certain assumptions and limitations, a certain method, and it is not on grounds of determining the origin of man or the existence of God functioning as scientists. Now, it is true that there are many natural scientists who are believers in God, who actually are New Testament Christians, and they can determine the existence of God and the inspiration of the Bible and so on, but not simply by natural science. These matters are matters are philosophical and are revelational questions. But last time, just at the end, we were considering what is the Bible and what can it do? And the first point that we'd made was that it is God's Word. It therefore has the power to reveal God and His attributes to man, to reveal Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the way, the truth, and the life, the only one by whom we can be saved, to reveal man as he really is, that is, a being with an immortal soul, a soul that will not die when his body dies, free, able to make choices, moral and spiritual choices. And further, the Bible is the means of salvation. Jesus said in John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." My friends, if any of us has the right to invent a plan of salvation, a church, a way of worship, then any and every one of us has that right. But none of us has the right. Jesus made clear, as recorded in Matthew chapter 28, beginning with verse 18 on to the end of the chapter, that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto him. Now that means that no authority rests in any of us. It doesn't matter how prominent a person may be, how many times you may see him on television, or how sincere he may be, if he preaches a message, a plan of salvation, which is not in harmony with the plain and simple message of the New Testament, that only penitent believers in Christ who confess his name and are then baptized, that is, immersed in water unto the remission of sins, as plainly taught in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, will be saved. It is not everyone who cries, "Lord, Lord," that shall be saved, but only those that do the will of God. So said Jesus himself, as recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. And so the Bible is the means, it is in fact the only means, by which we may receive the knowledge of the plan of salvation. Jesus Christ is not going to appear to anybody today to reveal to him what he should do. The Lord speaks us today through the Word of God. Not long ago, I heard of an evangelist claiming to be an evangelist who claimed that Jesus appeared to him in a vision 900 feet tall. I brand this claim as a falsehood. It is simply not true. The Bible is the means by which God speaks to man today, and the Bible clearly makes that so. One cannot accept the Bible and accept this kind of preposterous claim. The Bible is the means also of showing us the conditions of salvation, the conditions of worship, acceptable worship to God, and we cannot know otherwise what we ought to do. We must walk by faith and not by sight. That means we must walk doing only those things which are authorized by the Bible. And we cannot simply invent for ourselves what we would like to do. To do that is to put ourselves in a situation of sin. I plead with you today to recognize the marvel of the Bible from God Almighty, our only means of knowing what to do to be saved and to stay saved. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour, urging you to be with us for our next broadcast.